When we were alone, he said to me, "You look so pale, Handel. This has been a painful time for you. Herbert, something must be done. He wants to spend even more on me. He must be stopped."
"You mean you can't accept any more of his money?"
"How can I? You know he's a criminal. How do I know where his money comes from? And think what I owe him already. I have no way of paying him back. Oh, Herbert, if I didn't have you as a friend, I'd be desperate." I could only just control my tears. Herbert kindly pretended not to notice. "My dear Handel," he said, "if you want to pay back what you owe him, you could always join my company, Clarica's. I'm going to be a partner there soon, you know."
Poor Herbert. He did not suspect whose money was helping him become a partner.
"But there's another thing," added Herbert. "This man has a fierce and violent character. He's come here with a fixed idea, which he's been looking forward to for half his life. If you destroy his idea, his life will be worthless."
"And he will allow himself to be arrested and hanged," I continued, nodding. "Yes, I've thought that ever since he arrived. If that happened, I'd feel guilty forever."
"So you cannot destroy his dream now. First we must get him out of England, where he risks death every moment. Then you will explain that you can't accept his money. I'll help you all the way, trust me."
I shook Herbert's hand gratefully.